This morning's reading prior to Sunday school has come from Psalm 68. So for those of you that do join along with us and travel through the Psalms in our Sunday morning services, take your Bibles and join with me in Psalm 68. We only read the first 16 verses because this is a much longer psalm, and so I felt the need to break it down into two sections. Verses 1 to 16, and then next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll go from verses 17 to the end. Now, as we read the first 16 verses, it's quite evident that the context, though this is a Psalm of David, according to this edition of the King James, this large print, it says, to the chief musician, a psalm or a song of David. So this particular psalm has been attributed to David. However, when you read it, and you look at the things that are mentioned, okay, for instance, verse 8, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Verse 7, O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah. So to me, this is some internal hint that David here is reminiscing about the Exodus. God's people being set free from its bondage in Egypt for those centuries, and now they're out there in the wilderness, eventually arriving at Mount Sinai, which is in modern-day Saudi Arabia, the land of Midian. So our Bible atlas maps that shows Mount Sinai at the bottom of the Sinai Peninsula, unfortunately, is bogus. Paul tells us in the book of Galatians, or he refers to Mount Sinai, and he goes a little further in telling us in Arabia. So Saudi Arabia is the present location of the real Mount Sinai. But that aside, it's quite evident here that David is reflecting on Israel's freedom from bondage. But notice how the psalm begins. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. You know, when you stop and think, when you really understand who God is, as he's revealed in Scripture and Scripture alone, we come to realize that the God with whom we have to do is awesome, almighty, absolutely sovereign, the creator, provider, sustainer, and our ultimate judge at the end of time. He's an awesome being. And in this awesome being are three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we lose sight of that. And here the psalmist is calling upon this God, which is his God, David's God, to arise and scatter David's enemies. Just like, in context, just like God took care of the Egyptians when Israel left Egypt, achieved its freedom, and began their trek eventually to Mount Sinai, to enter into a blood covenant with this same creator, covenant-keeping God. Let God arise. Verse 2, as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. You ever see smoke coming out of a chimney? You ever see a fog bank come and go? You ever see the clouds up in the sky, beautiful puffy clouds, and then if you look long enough, you see how the cloud just evaporates and simply is gone. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. Who's the them in context? Well, the enemies. The enemies of God are also the enemies of God's people. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. So that's our theme for Psalm 68. Let God arise. That's our title. Let God arise. But the real chilling thing is still in verse 1. let them also that hate God flee before God. Why would anyone in their right mind hate the God of Scripture? Well, many of them will point to the fact that he seems to be killing a lot of people in the Old Testament. He seems to be wiping out cities, just coming and then judging empires that was once used by him. It seems as though the God of the Old Testament, at least for some, he's always having a bad day. Well, they fail to realize that the God of the New Testament is the same God of the Old Testament. And when you read the life of Jesus in the four Gospels, there are times where Jesus demonstrated frustration with the people. He got very angry with the people. And when it came to the religious leaders, he was very much in their face with his condemnation. But when you meditate on all of that still, when you realize that God has moved in such a way to save us from ourselves and from the wrath of God that abides on us, why would anyone want to hate him? And yet, beloved, that hate today is demonstrated in many kinds of people. Not only people that you find living in the gutter, but you find people that are in high office, that have gone out of their way, and at times quite openly and publicly, their disdain and hatred for the God of Scripture. But then notice something else in context here. We're dealing with, apparently, David reminiscing when his ancient ancestors left Egypt, and how God led them and guided them, fed them, provided, and simply sustained them. He tells us in verses 1 and 2, the context, the enemies of God that must be driven away. But now notice in context the response of God's people. But let the righteous be glad. Well, that doesn't sound too Christian. Now, I'm just simply reading Scripture. I'm trying to stay glued to the context. We're introduced right out of the gate, verses 1 and 2, on the enemies of God must be scattered. They must be defeated. They must be judged accordingly. And then the rest of the psalm is simply a praise or an extolling of God's kindness upon his people. But notice, following God vanquishing the enemies, we're told, let the righteous be glad. I imagine we have a hard time wrapping that around our head. Now, are we glad out of vengeance? No. We ought to be glad the fact that God at times does exonerate his people. All you got to do is read a little bit of church history, and you will come to realize that there have been millions of God's true people persecuted and poorly treated and killed in some of the most gruesome fashions. What else does it say? But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Now, if you have a problem with this, you're going to have a problem with the last book of the Bible. Because there, John records the souls of the saints that are in heaven. And when God did bring judgment upon the enemies, those enemies that are described in the book of Revelation, these people have a hallelujah fit in heaven. And part of that praising God for vanquishing their enemies below who had killed them is their vindication that they were truly God's people. Because listen, the enemies in Revelation who were killing God's people in that first century were those who were claiming to be God's people, claiming to be in right relationship with the true and living God, and yet they were destroying God's real people. So when God judged them in that first century context, and the saints in heaven are shouting for joy, if you're going to have a problem here, then you might as well have a problem with the last book of your Bible. When the saints in glory are rejoicing, it's because they have been vindicated for who they are. Not some bloodthirsty desire to see bloodshed. God vindicated them. Verse 4, sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. So here we have the image of God riding in the heavens. And when you look at other scriptures, it talks about God riding upon the clouds, that cloud motif. The cloud in the sky is a picture of God's presence. What happened to Mount Sinai when the people gathered around and Moses went up to receive the law? It was shrouded in darkness, lightning, thunder, enfolding fire, and a cloud. And God spoke from that cloud. On the transfiguration, a cloud descended upon the mountain, and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." And when Jesus ascended to the Father, he ascended back into a cloud, that cloud motif, denoting the presence of deity on that occasion. Well, may God choose to bless his word, the title, Let God Arise. And so, beloved, when God does vindicate you from your enemies, and he will, rejoice and be glad, because he's vindicating and demonstrating that you are his and he's yours. Amen.